All right, welcome back everyone to Beat It. We're hunting crocodiles. This is Michael Jackson.
Along with Steve Irwin.
Yeah, so here we are, second episode. It was a long time coming. We took a pretty good little break there after the first episode, but we got some positive reviews from some folks, some of you out there that listened and enjoyed the first episode and asked when we were going to do another one, so here we are. We didn't even know for sure if we would do another one when we first started this thing. We just kind of wanted to see what it was about, and we had a good time with it, and hopefully, apparently, some other people enjoyed it too. So here we are again, and we're on a bit of a long weekend, a little break from work, Steve. Yes. A little time to enjoy not being there. So
looking forward to it, Michael. You know, Michael, you had mentioned about talking, and others had listened to us. That's what you and I enjoy doing. We love to talk.
Yes.
We love to converse and talk about any subject under the sun.
Oh, yeah.
Moon, tin roof, or whatever. and you said it correctly. We're off for a few days.
Yes.
To be able to enjoy the time off. Do, if you want to, nothing.
Yeah. And that's what this show's about, right, Steve?
It's indeed about nothing.
Yeah.
So to be able to smell the roses along the way.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not the... It's not the destination, it's the journey.
That's exactly right.
And it's fun and encouraging to be around friends and family and people that you know and that like you, and not necessarily like you, but we try to make friends with whomever.
Sure. Yeah. It's good to be able to get away and recharge our batteries every now and then. It's important, you know. We spend the majority of our life at work, and we like our jobs, but... Who doesn't like being away from work, you know? It's very rare the person that can honestly say that they enjoy every minute of their job. I guess that exists, but I don't know what that's like, so.
I haven't found that one yet, Michael.
Yeah. I mean, maybe someone would pay me to eat pizza, I could probably say, you know. But at some point, I'd be full, even if just for a few minutes.
This is true. Even if we added some nice shrimp or fish on that pizza, it would...
Well, okay. That's one way to go. Steve is a bit of a pescophile, a fish lover of sorts.
The big brain is coming out already, guys.
Oh, no. So
get ready.
But Michael, I might have made up another word, Steve.
Hey, that's okay. I believe you, Michael. If you say it, I will believe you and run with it, and we'll go with it from there on.
That's a slippery slope, Steve. I don't know if we want to head down that way.
But the break from work, like you said, Michael, it's beautiful. And to know that you don't have to get up the next morning if you choose not to.
Oh, yeah.
And last night with the rain that we had a pretty good storm that came around 10:30 and lasted for a little while. And this morning when I woke up, first thing I did was go check my rain gauge. No, I'm not a farmer, but I enjoy topics like that. And so I ran out and checked my rain gauge, and it was close to 3 inches of rain that we got in probably about an hour period.
Yeah.
And it was wonderful, Mike. It's knowing that you're laying there sleeping, you hear that rain, you wake up, and it's just relaxing.
There's nothing to me like going to sleep and listening to the rain. It's pretty great. And Steve is another type of file. A pluviophile, self-professed, loves the rain and enjoys that anytime he gets the opportunity to experience that. So, but there really is something about going to sleep, listening to the rain. It's a neat experience, and I don't know anything like that as far as being able to relax, as long as we're on the subject of relaxation. That's pretty great.
Well, Michael, you said it there, relaxation, and the pluviest... A pluviophile or a pluvius, however you want to put it, is indeed a word. You can Google it. A pluviophile.
It's worth a Google.
It is worth a Google. It's a person who enjoys the rain and it just storms and it sets us at ease. It really does.
Yeah. It's important to be able to be set at ease from time to time, I believe. Speaking of relaxing and taking a break, we're about to have to take a little break here. Just for a moment, we're going to collect our thoughts. We'll have some more stuff to talk about here just shortly when we come back. I think we're going to hit on some music, which is one of our favorite topics. We're going to talk about some people we're going to try to have on the show with us at some point. So just stick around if you don't mind. When we come back, we'll hit on some of that.
Please stay with us.
Okay, here we are again. We are after the break, now back again, ready to talk about some music. And music is something that Steve and I both have a love for, that we don't necessarily share that love with our significant others. Our wives do not have the same kind of love we do sometimes for music. So we get a lot of our music discussion while we're at work, or shared with one another through text message and stuff throughout the weekend or whatever. If we notice a song on the radio that we know the other person would appreciate, sometimes that's the only way we can get some validation for our musical love. So we spend a lot of our time at work talking about types of music that we enjoy, lyrics. I know I especially can pretty much relate a lyric from a song to a lot of things. And a lot of times I will refer to lyrics from a song through a lot of situations, and most people probably don't know what I'm talking about. Steve usually gets it, though. He knows what I mean when I start in on some lyrics, and it wouldn't make sense to anybody else, but I can count on Steve for that.
Well, Michael, you said it just the other day, guys. I think there were two or three people, or about five of us, standing in a circle, and someone was telling us a certain story, and a certain, I don't even know what the words were. They said a few words or sentence, and Michael said under his breath, he said a couple of words from a song, and I knew exactly what it was, and I just kind of had to bite my lip because I didn't want to start laughing.
But that's what I appreciate about Steve, and that he can pick up on it when I'm saying stuff like that, and everybody else just thinks I'm weird. But Steve knows where I'm coming from on the lyric thing, because I could probably, and I almost have, had an entire day's worth of interaction with people in only song lyrics. It's a weird thing, but...
But I think it's a gift. It may be a curse.
It may
be a curse in a way, because your mind is always running.
And
it's about, because we listen to music so much when you start the engine, the music's on, and you're driving home. You get home, and first thing, you get back in the car, the music's on.
Yeah.
So I think that Mike's, like I said, we listen to so much music at times that the music's always playing on our mind. And as a matter of fact, speaking of, Mike can come up to me and he'll say, "Steve, I've got a song." And I'll say, "Well, hold on just a minute, Michael. Let me get this other Al Green out of my mind." Or not Faith Hill, because I'm not a country person, but some country music lover. But I had to get that song out of my mind, because I'm always singing to myself to make the time go by. And Mike will come up with a new song. And after I get that out of my mind, he will hit me with his new song of the day or for the moment, and we get a kick out of it.
Oh, yeah. We have a good time with that. Now, you were talking about lyrics and how much of it takes up of our day and out of our mind. And if I could get rid of just a small portion of the lyrics that I have stuck in my head, then I'd probably have room to learn some new stuff. I'd really feel like I'm dumber all the time, because all I can remember are song lyrics from years ago and songs that I have not heard in years, and I've still got the words stuck in my head, and that takes up valuable space, because I don't have that much to give. So I've got all this useless musical trivia in my head and nothing else. Sometimes it feels like, when I can't even remember why I walked into a room, I think, well, yeah, but I know the words to that song. So, blessing and a curse indeed, but to borrow your words, Steve.
Oh, gee, thanks. I'll hear about that later.
Yeah. But anyway, we talk about music and stuff a lot at work, and we have several friends that we like to discuss things with, and we are hoping to have a couple of these guys on to discuss it with us at some point. Our friend Chris Robertson is a music lover as well, and he's big on most of the same types of music that we like, and Rick May as well, another one that's really good with music and lyrics, and we hope to get them on here, and so we can have a discussion with them about that stuff, and movies also. They're movie lovers too. So.
Oh, we could carry on a 3-hour show with those people, Michael.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too, and so hopefully that'll happen sooner rather than later, so... We're up against another break. We'll be back to you just as quickly as we can. So please come back and join us again.
Hold on, guys.
All right, we're back again. Got another segment. We're going to talk about some movies and movie quotes. And this is another a topic that we really like to spend some time talking about. Maybe not quite as much as music, but it does enter our conversation a good bit of time. And we have a couple of other friends that love the movie stuff too, so we plan on getting them on in here. Rick is one that definitely knows all about the movies and can quote movies like just ridiculous, his talent for that. But also Lee Guerra is excellent at movie trivia, and specifically sci-fi trivia. Lee has
an
unbelievable grasp of sci-fi past and present, just ridiculous amount of stuff he knows about it. So,
especially the old Star Trek.
Yeah, loves old Star Trek and Babylon 5, which he's gotten me started watching. So I'm planning on watching some of that over the break. So I'll have something to talk to him about when we come back. But yeah, movies, just about any kind, Steve. Do you have a favorite type of movie?
Good grief. There's so much that I enjoy watching. I can go back. Probably the earliest movie I can remember of what, not necessarily when I watched it, but the movie I watched the other night. I forgot I'd seen it. I hadn't seen it since a child, back in the 60s. It was a movie from 1931, the original Dracula.
Oh, yeah.
Not to be confused with a 94, 92 classic Dracul, but Dracula, was it? I'm thinking of his name, Michael, the original Dracula. I see his face, but...
Bela Lugosi?
It may have been. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, I believe it is.
But a 1931 classic, and you look around, you look at the furniture, and everybody was smoking.
Right. It was a different time.
It's wonderful just to go back.
Love the old horror movies. The Universal Monsters. Those are great movies.
Oh, yeah.
And it's nothing like what you see today. It's not all special effects, computer generated, and have that stuff. But they did a lot with what they had. And when you started talking about an old movie you hadn't seen in a long time, I thought you might be about to bring up the classic 1955 Academy Award winner for Best Picture, which is, Steve,
of course, Marty.
Right? Everybody knows that. A little movie of tribute for you.
Actually, this little snippet scene from the movie The $64,000 Question, when there was issues back in the 50s about game shows not being authentic and fixed, rigged, if you will, that particular, the Marty, the individual missed the question intentionally, the 1955 movie of the year, Marty, and they asked the question and the individual acted, he played dumb, so he laid down intentionally, Michael.
Yeah.
And his friends were watching on TV, and they cut away to the friends, and they were like, he knows this. He knows this answer. And the girl said, Marty, of course.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's where that comes from.
That's kind of a running joke, but I believe it's Quiz Show is the name of that movie.
Michael, you're right.
It was about the 64,000
dollar question. See, guys, see the brain on Michael? See what he can do? He corrects me in a friendly way because he is very knowledgeable.
Once again, that's some space I had reserved in my brain that I could have used for something that, you know, I could be making money off of something. But nope, I just know some stuff about movies and music.
And that's okay.
Well, here we are. We got a podcast out of it, so it's whatever, you know.
No, what is it you say at work? No.
No big whoop.
No big whoop.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I hope you like bean dip.
Hope you like bean dip. See, guys, there you go. Nothing written down, but that just came out of the man's mind of that wonderful movie. I forgot the name of it.
Shallow Hal.
See, there you go. That was a particular scene when he was going in to get chips, and he was walking around the vehicle, and she rolls the window down at the convenience store, and she said, get some dip. He says, okay, or whatever he says. He comes back to the car. He says, hope you like bean dip. Evidently, that's all he had.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know why that stuck with me, but I love that line. Hope you like bean dip.
You see, that's what helps at work, guys.
Yeah.
When you're there for 10, 12 hours, and all of a sudden, he looks at me with that friendly face and smiles and says, hope you like bean dip. Oh my word! I get a good laugh that lasts for 5 minutes.
Yeah, there's some trigger words we have that kind of get us going a little bit from time to time. There's certain things. Steve's got some nicknames or some funny ways that he addresses people at work that get us going. Sometimes he got old Pop Scott,
Pop Scott,
and our favorite Coik.
Oh, good old Coik. When he walks up, you just instantly, Kirk comes into play. So it's just fun.
We're going to have Kirk Wilburn on the show at some point as well. It may have to be edited for content, but we will have Kirk on the show. He's a blast to talk to, and he's I don't know how much of his content will be appropriate for the audience, but we will have to have him on here just because he's a hoot. We'll have a good time with that. We're going to go ahead and take another quick break real fast and be right back for the closing segment of our show. But hang on and we'll see you in just a minute.
Stay with us, guys.
All right, we're back again. Getting ready to kind of wrap the show up a little bit for this time out. And we just have a lot of topics, Steve, a lot of things to talk about. There's a word for that, I think. Well, what's the word I'm looking for here?
Plethora, maybe, Michael?
A plethora. You know, Steve, that means a lot.
That means a whole lot.
Thanks for saying that. Plethora of topics that we could talk about. We were talking earlier about the pronunciation of plethora, and we say plethora, but I've also heard plethora, which sounds ridiculous to me, but I'm not judging when anybody says that way. I am a little bit because I really don't care, but it to me is only natural to say plethora, but you say it however you like. I mean, whatever. Anybody has an alternate pronunciation, I'd love to hear it, other than plethora or plethora. I don't know how much weirder you can get with that, but.
Or so you said plethora, Michael, or just plethora.
Yeah.
I've heard, but like I said, I'm an expert on that, but you're right. There may be more pronunciations out there.
You know that word. That word, I cannot ever help but think of the classic comedy Three Amigos, with the scene where El Guapo is talking to his second in command, Jefe, and they're talking about his birthday party, and he says, Jefe, how many birthday presents do I have? And he says, how many? He says, yeah. He says, would you say I have a plethora? And he says, oh yes, you have a plethora. He says, do you know what it means to have a plethora? He says, no. He says, well, how can you say that I have a plethora when you do not know what it means to have a plethora? So a little education for all of you out there. If you didn't know what plethora means, it literally means a lot. So, a large number. A lot of presents. We have a lot of topics. And even though we're only hitting on a couple per show, we can talk about a lot of different stuff. So, buckle up, Buttercup. We're going to hit on some other stuff in our upcoming episodes. If you have any comments or any suggestions, anything you would like for us to talk about, we may or may not talk about it because, you know, we know what we like, but throw it out there. You never know. If we like it, we may spend some time on it. Freestyle rap, you know.
Yes, Michael, freestyle. My goodness, you could just go for it and take the lead. Just to hit on something you just said, Michael, about the movie, The Three Amigos?
Three Amigos,
I have not seen that movie. And what you were speaking of just then, I've never heard anything what you just said.
Well, it's a comedy classic. It's Martin Short, Steve Martin, Chevy Chase. And they're three movie actors from silent pictures. And they like to do all these action films. Anyway, it's a great movie and it's very funny. You need to check it out. But long story short, they get pulled in to fight this actual bad guy by some people who think they're actual heroes.
Oh, okay.
And hilarity ensues. So there you go. Check it out if you haven't seen Three Amigos.
I might check
that out. I want to say 1988. It's somewhere around that area.
1988.
That area. Somewhere in that time frame. But if you haven't seen it, then I definitely recommend it. It's worth a Google.
Cool, indeed. We'll try that. We've enjoyed our time today, guys. We've been refreshed with some diet ginger ale and a particular ginger drink, and it was non-alcoholic. We've had our sweets, and that's another thing that Michael and I connect on is sweets and snacks.
Yes.
What makes the world go round.
That's right. Keeps me rolling. All right, everybody. We thank you so much for listening, and we hope to be with you again very soon. Hopefully not as long between episodes as we had this last time, but you know, life happens. Sometimes we don't have the time that we'd like to have for this stuff like this, but hopefully we can make this more of a regular thing, and we hope you guys all be back with us at that time also.
I hope you guys come back to hear us. We really enjoy this. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.